Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Donald Trump told the UN last week that climate change and decarbonisation were the greatest frauds of the 21st century. He also hates renewable energy and wind turbines, which he refers to as windmills. But the business and scientific community have totally ignored him, including my next guest, who runs a company that prepares land for the installation of turbines as well as fixing them if they break down. And much to Trump's chagrin, he's expanding and hiring more people. He's Darren Sherry, and he's the chief executive of Gaeltech in County Cavan. Good morning, Darren.
Good morning, Joe. Thanks for having me on the line.
Tell us a little bit more about what Gaeltech does, because you've got tentacles all over the renewable energy space.
Yeah, so we've been in the business for 25 years this year. We do almost everything you can imagine on a renewable project. So we develop projects and sell electricity. We provide consulting services to other people that want to build their own projects. We measure the solar and wind resource before building projects. We asset manage those projects when they're built. Later on, we physically maintain those assets and refurbish the components when they get to end of life so that we can extend the life on the turbines. We're working in various markets. We work obviously in our home market in Ireland. We've been active here for pretty much the 25 years, but also in East and South Africa. We've been working since 2010. We're announcing today the 65 jobs. They're very much focused on entering the UK with a wider service offering. You know, while the challenges in the US and in policy are there, the UK is in a more progressive place in terms of opening up the market for renewable energy, particularly onshore solar and wind in England.
Do you also store energy in some form?
We do. Well, we have a number of projects in planning with battery energy storage. We probably also have a vision that beyond battery energy storage, that Ireland has an opportunity to do something with our excess power. So that is both curtailed energy in the short term and in the long term when we've probably fulfilled our own needs, that we have an opportunity to use the power that we can generate that other countries in Europe maybe can't generate because we've such a fantastic resource, that we can do something with that. And as part of that, we're focusing on e-fuels. We're doing a research and development project at the moment, a 1 megawatt project, which will turn basically renewable electricity and captured carbon into e-fuel, which can be used, for example, in the aviation sector or indeed in the motor sector, basically as a like-for-like
swap
equivalent. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. And you think Irish renewable energy might be among the cheapest to produce in Europe. Tell us more about that.
Absolutely. Yeah. We've got fantastic fundamentals, particularly on wind in this market. We all know it's a very, very windy place relative to continental Europe.
And it's going to get a lot windier this weekend.
It is indeed, yeah. We're going to have some storms coming through. Look, just looking at the most recent RES auctions, which were published last week, we're seeing prices there at 9.6 cent per kilowatt hour for the next 15 years. And I think critically to look at those numbers, 70% of that number is not indexed. So it will be the same number in 15 years' time as it is today. So,
and is that what the Irish government is going to pay energy providers?
So it's a contract for difference. So effectively, the project is guaranteed that number. But equally, if the market price for electricity goes over that number, the developer will not benefit from that. The Irish state will benefit from that.
Okay. So the Irish state could, in fact, get some very cheap energy, because I was looking at the chart yesterday which suggested that our Irish manufacturing or kind of mass use of energy is paying the second highest in Europe. Only the Brits are paying more than we are.
Absolutely. And we see consumers all the time, you know, many of our clients are consumers who want to develop their own wind or solar on their projects. You know, they're paying north of 20 cents per kilowatt hour, and as we said, the most recent renewable energy projects are selling their power under 10 cents per kilowatt hour for 15 years non-index linked. So it makes renewables extremely competitive in that space.
Now, I believe you're building a pipeline to connect onshore with offshore wind turbines.
Well, we're building a pipeline of projects, some of which are the majority of which are onshore. We have a little bit of exposure to the offshore market in Ireland here. We're not necessarily developing a pipeline. We're developing a group of projects. So in the Irish market, we have about 1,000 megawatts of pipeline of projects coming through. Mm. We have 600 megawatts in South Africa with planning waiting on grid connection. And in Kenya, we have another 600 megawatts, which is at early stage development. And obviously, the UK is becoming a large focus for us, GB, and we're starting to develop a pipeline of projects there also.
Yeah, so the problem with offshore wind is, especially in the Atlantic side of things, is the technology is not there yet to have floating turbines.
Absolutely. There are still lots of opportunities for onshore wind, for solar, for BESS, for other things. So the technology will come along. I'm confident of that. You know, the development cycle on wind and renewable projects is very long. Like, we typically take a 10-year process to develop a project. So, you know, everything we do now is focused on what's going to happen in 2035, what's going to happen in 2036. And equally, we constantly need to keep looking to the future to see what's going to be happening, you know, that 10 years out. So I think offshore will be a feature in the Irish market, a significant feature in the Irish market in 2035.
And have you noticed any improvement in delivery times for these turbines since the Planning and Development Act came into force last year?
Yeah, no, there are certainly some improvements. Again, I would come back to the fact that the development cycle on a project is probably 10 years. So, you know, 4 years of that is feasibility studies and environmental studies, etc. So the change in the policy, we welcome it. It's great. I think it's going to improve the long-term timelines, but it's going to take a little while to work through the system to actually see the improvements on the ground.
Mm-hmm. And what is the biggest part of your business? The repair and maintenance part?
In terms of people, the repair and maintenance part, so about 50%. So we're currently 150 staff. We're, you know, this announcement today is going to bring us to 215 staff. About half of that staff work in the repair, maintenance, and asset management of wind projects in the UK and Ireland, and the other half are working across consultancy, measurement, general support services into the renewable energy sector. So it's about half of our overall business is in physical maintenance on turbines.
Yeah, and Donald Trump says that your wind turbines, or windmills as he calls them, is killing all the birds. How do you sleep at night, Darren?
Well, thankfully, as I mentioned earlier, we do almost 4 years of feasibility studies, you know, extensive bird studies, etc., before we build a project. So we won't build a project if we did feel that it was going to do any harm. You know, I suppose there are challenges in the sentiment coming from the US for the US itself. Thankfully, we have no exposure to that market, so it's not bothering us for the moment.
Yes, indeed, because the Danish company Ørsted, which is one of the biggest renewable and wind turbine companies in the world, was told to stop completing a project which was halfway done in New Jersey and drop everything. And that cost them a lot of money on their share price as well, didn't it?
Absolutely. You have to have huge sympathy for a business that has invested in good faith into a market where the policy changes, you know, halfway through that investment. But as we said, thankfully, Gaeltech, you know, we're quite active in Europe, quite active in Africa, but the US has never been an attractive market to us.
And those 65 jobs that you're hiring, are they going to be in County Cavan?
They're going to be across Ireland, mostly regional Ireland. The head office is in Cavan, so yeah, the majority will be there. But, you know, we working from home, all of those things, lots of people working from lots of interest and locations these days.
Darren, best of luck with it. That's Darren Sherry, the Chief Executive of Gaeltech Wind Turbine.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.